is a din shochnor tafre shtadi dalit on tainus Esther. The yesh oymen the Ramah says she yesh liten koydem purim machtes menam at the bay akbua ba oisei mokoy. There's some over here that's a dollar. I should shekel over oisei zman zeicher lemachtes ha-shekel shehoye noisnen ba-adam. Gimel problem cost of trum of a pasha yesh litim gimel, so you should give three matzah shekels because it says matzah shekel three times. The yesh litnei belil purim koydim shemispal lemincha. The chay noyigin b'chol medina say he brings down his alocha. If you're zoysto ve'ein chay of litnei rak mishahum yiden chof v'mala. We spoke about this a few weeks ago. There's a machlokes rishonim that matzah shekel was from 20 years old or from 13 years old. The big machlokes rishonim. The Ramah here kolach yad is going that it's only me ben esrim. Magen Avraham is chaylik. He says you should do it from Ben Shloish Esrei, and then so the Mr. Brewer brings down that even you should even give it for Ketanim. Forget about Ben Esrei. You should even give it for Ketanim. And after the Gach, he says that even a Ishim Uberes gives it for her blood, meaning Noshim Lachayrina. Even a Ishim Uberes should give it for the blood. I think nowadays the Olam is not like even Noshim give it. So there's a concept of matzah shekel. The Gemara says in Megillah that it's a few times in the Gemara there that Haman tells Achashverosh, "Goli v'yadua lefnei." First, the Gemara says in Daf Yud Gimel, "Goli v'yadua lefnei misha omer v'hoya ha'olam she'asid Haman lishkol shkolam al Yisrael lefika higdim shekleyin lishkolav b'ainu detnan be'echad ba'adar mashmim al hashkolam." And later on, it says, "Omer Haman lemarcha daf tezayin." Asa mali kimcha the kumsa ditchu your small koimitz, because it says that Haman met up with Mordechai and he saw that he was learning Hilchos Kmitza, and he asked Mordechai, "What are you learning?" He saw he was learning with the Tinoi Kishab Yisrael, and he said, "I'm learning Hilchos Kmitza. This matzah based on English Yekayim, someone would bring the carbon oimet." And Haman said, "Your little koimitz of mincha, it's going to knock out my aseres alfei kikar kesef that I gave to the melech." So Taisus over there says, "Avnorat in the Gilad Daf Tezayin Shamati." Zok Taisus Shamati Shaseres Alfin Kikar Kesef Oylem Chetti Shekel Lachol Echad Miyisrael Shaiyushesh Meis Elok Shiyotzim Mitzrayim VaOmer Shiyitam Achashverish Kol Tadiyonim. That the reason Haman gave 10,000 Kikar Kesef is because that exactly works out to 600,000 Chetti Shekel. Azay Zok Taisus. That's what Haman's cheshbon was. And the Velt Muchas on this Taisus. It's a very shver Taisus. 10,000 Kikar Kesef. There's 60 mana in a kikar. So 10,000 kikar kesef is 600,000 mana, not 600,000 chetzi shekel. And if you know what a mana is 25 shekel. So it's 50 chetzi shekels. It's 50 times more. There's a lot of Torah, but I saw one pshat that maybe there's a mistake in the gears of Tosfos. A person in his lifetime, if you go with the Rishonim, they can start giving from 20 till 70, some person lives, he gives 50 times in his life chetzi shekel. So Tosfos is saying, "Aseres alafim kikar kesef oylem." It said ches shin, so Alger says chetzi shekel, but really it should have said oylem chamishim shonam. That 50 years of a person's life of giving chetzi shekel, that is what's the comparison to the aseres alafim kikar kesef. So that's the inyan of matzah shekel. There's a lot of inyanim in Purim. Actually, we'll try to tap on some of the inyanim. Like, in one word, like, what's the nekuda of the day? What's that from nemet from Purim? Hasach zogin, hasach ander zachin. Actually, we can voice a little bit, dinyonim. The Mishnah says in Megillah nikris be'yad aleph, be'yad beis, be'yad gimel, be'yad aleph, v'tes vav, lo'y pochas v'lo'y yoysen. They say, on Yud Adar and on Tezayin Adar, no. In Svarim state, yad aleph, yad beis, yad gimel, yad aleph, tes vav, is gematria 65. That's the gematria of Shem Admas. And Yud and Tezayin, the day before Yud and Tezayin is 26. That's Yud Kei Vav Kei. Al Pi Kabbalah, the Shem Yud Kei Vav Kei, you can write inside with the Shem of Admas. Altogether, it adds up to 91. That's a Bezunder thing. Omed is 91. But the Derech Klal, the Shem Admas stands for Hester, whenever there's a Hester upon it. And Yud Kei Vav Kei is the Midah of Rachamim of Wes Begoli. And the site of Megillas Esther is Kipshuta, Megillas Esther, to be Megaleh, the Hester. There's Hester upon him, and we're Megaleh that. How? When you see a Nase of Teva with Nizgala, that Kroy Boyre is in the world, but the Yisrael is Legaleh Esa Hester. So Megillah is only Nikras Yud Aleph, Yud Beis, Yud Gimel, Yud Aleph, Tes Vav, that's 65, that's when it's behested. Not Yud and Tes Zayin, not the remnant, and not when it's, not for going. And the Yisrael that a person has to work on, this probably has to do with what it means, Mochemes HaMolek. Esav is Yedua, Esav is Doim HaLechazir, because Esav always sticks out, the Chazir, Yichasemenu Chazir Miyar, Esav is compared to a Chazir, because the Chazir tries to show that he's kosher, he shows his Chazir Fislach, he shows that he's kosher. In the Chitzonis, inside is out for fault. But he wants to show on the outside, Al Sekuk Dais Beseder. The Avodah on Purim is, the Pnimius has to come out. And that's why we do Adul Yoda. The Indian of Adul Yoda is that a person has to, Ligamri be Mabatul Seichel, that the Pnim itself should vise us of Amun and the Bayri, and Haidot to the Bayri Yoyim. You can like to also, it says that the Chof Dalit Sifrei Tanakh, Rashi says in Parshas Kisisa, are connected the Chof Dalit Tachshitim on a column. Look at Rashi in Parshas Kisisa. So I saw in the Hagdoma to Rabbi Kivegel and Baba Basra, from Shlomo Arieli in the Hagdoma, he says that it's the Chof Dalit Tachshitim from a column. It's Pesukim in Yeshai that goes through, but if you go through the 24 Tachshitim, there's really only 23 Tachshitim. The 24th one is a mirror. Megillas Esther is from the 24th day. For Megillas Esther is the last tashin. It's the mirror. It spells out all the other ones. That a person has to stella back. All those other avoid, but it has to come out that it's takarichtig and pnimius. That's how it has to stella back. On the other hand, Pashtus in Rambam state, what you have to take out from Purim is the koyach of tefillah. There's a Rambam in the Sefer HaMitzvahs HaKotzer, after he goes to Sefer HaMitzvahs, this Mamash Bekitzer, he goes to again the Sefer HaMitzvahs. And over there, the Rambam writes a lesson that there's also Mitzvahs Derabonon. The Rambam writes over there a lesson the Megillah by Nasa kedei lahaskir shvachach shal HaKadosh Baruch Hu utshuayis sha'asa lanu v'ayakarev v'shav yisayinu kedei levarach l'ha'alai u'kedei lahidia l'doyres ha'boyim she'emes ma shiftichanu v'atayra u'migoy godol asher lo yelikim kroyim elav v'chol asher kareinu elav. The point of Purim is to remind us l'doyres, lahidia, which is not the lesson of the Rambam, lahidia in the piyut of Asher Heini. It's written in Salam by Rishonim earlier. And at the end is the last two stanzas. It goes, I'll say the Aleph Beis Asher. And the last two stanzas is Shoshana Siyagot. Right? And over there it says, Lahidia. Same thing that I'm saying. Shekol Kevet Aloi Vaishu Leikom Lanetach Kol HaChoysim Bach. The message of Purim is that if you'll dive into the Rabbeinu Shalom, Hashem will answer your tefillos. State in Svarim, we know it says Kol HaPosh. It's also going on the Rabbanu Shel Olam on Purim. Kol HaPoshev Yad Noistam Lay. The Bakashas, the Tefillas, the ask on Purim. Kol HaPoshev Yad Noistam Lay. It's a big shiloh this year with Purim Shulish. Which day, which of the 3 days is the Inyan of Kol HaPoshev Yad Noistam Lay? This is that Inyan that we learn out that is the Koyach of Tefillah. And the truth is, everything was Tefillah. The entire Nais happened with Tefillah. Esther sends a message to Mualai that they should daven for 3 days. And that's what breaks the Gezerah, the Koyach of Tefillah. And it's also Mavur in the Targum that Mordechai, during the 7 days of the Mishnah Achashverosh, when the Yidden were being nichshal by doing going to the Sudat Achashverosh, Mordechai was fasting for all 7 days. And following on the 7th day, of continuous fasting, that's when it happened that Achashverosh, a good joke that he wants Evashti to come, and that's where the Mapala starts already, that Evashti gets killed, and therefore Esther comes in, and that's the Tchila V'Nes. So the Tchila V'Nes also has to do with Mordechai's Tfilos, the Koyach of Tfilah. The Gemara rather says that Mordechai was the Saramashka by the Suda. Rashi says because he was the Saramashka. Now they say Rashi, I don't know if it's a theory to this time. He was the Saramashka for 7 days by the Suda, but what was he doing by the Suda? He was Isaac with some of the Tfilah while he was being the Saramashka. So you see that from the beginning, Mordechai's tefillahs, and then Klal Yisrael's tefillahs, everything goes through with the Indian of tefillah. And you have to take out that it's very, very Yom Mesugah for tefillah, state in a Sachs form, it's a Yom Mesugah for tefillah. On the other hand, Avada, it's Mavur Klar, that Purim has to do with Torah. Kimu v'kiblu ha-Yehudim, Al-Zahra, it's Mavur, that there was a Mitzchila by Kabbalah Satoyer, by Ma'an Torah, was Kof Aleim HaKikigas. And only by Purim was there the Richtige Kabbalah Me'ava, because Miroiv Ava, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, from the Goydul HaNeis, they were Kabbalah Torah Me'ava. Now if you do what the Medrash Tanchuma says, then it says a stira. On one hand it says Kof Aleim HaKikigas by Ma'an Torah. But on the other hand, by Mount Torah it says Nasa v'Nishma, that even by Mount Torah there was already Nasa v'Nishma. There's a lot of Torah on that. Christ and Shabbat says that he had to be coupled in Har Kegigas because Hashem was scared, they're going to be scared of the Eish HaGadoyla, they're going to maybe be choyzer from the Nasa v'Nishma. So he had to have a backup coupled in Har Kegigas. As those are Torahs and Shabbat. There's a lot of other Torahs. There's not the Torahs, that they were scared. Hashem was scared, they would be scared of the Eish HaGadoyla, so he had to take away, so he had to be coupled in Har Kegigas. Let him not make an Eish HaGadoyla. And then, really, there was already a Nasa v'Nishma. But Hashem was scared because of the Eish HaGadoyla, they're going to get frightened. Therefore, he had to put a couple of American videos. Machmas on an Eish? On an Eish gate this Nish. Torah gate with fire. There had to be the fire. Even if afterwards it was going to require a couple of American videos, it was fine. But the Torah was game with the fire. That's what Chayyab Shachan Toysis. There's a lot of other Torahs and Oberts you do with the Medrash Tanchum and Parshas Noya said that Nasa v'Nishma was on Torah Shevik Sab. But the Kofel Leim HaKegigas was on Torah Shavuot. The Kofel Leim HaKegigas was on Torah Shavuot. Come to Christ that what happened on Purim, according to this Medrash Tanchuma, Kimu v'Kibbul that they were Makabal, what originally was B'Kfiyah from Kofel Leim HaKegigas, now is the Rotzon V'Ava, is on Torah Shavuot. On Torah Shavik Sa'av, there already was a Nasa v'Nishma. Azoy Zot the Medrash Tanchuma Noya. The Kofel Leim HaKegigas was on Torah Shavuot, and now we have the Kabbalah of Purim for Torah Shavuot. So to put the Kabbalah of Torah of Purim is Hatzaton Shtag with Torah Shavuot. We can leg and sue. The Gemara says in the Gilad Abdalit, Chayim Adam Likwish, that's on the Gilad Bayoim, Velayla, Velishnoista Bayoim. Zok the Gemara Abdalit Amar Aleph in the Gilad, Sofer Minah, the Talmidei HaYeshiva thought, that it means Lemikrei Balayla, to read the Megillah Balayla, Velemisne Masnisa Bidei Bimam, and to learn the Sech the Megillah by day. As I had the Bnei Yeshiva had a happening, and they told him, no, it means Lemikrei Sessa Megillah, Balayla, to learn it once, Velishnoisa, to do it a second time. Which is not the Lashon of Velishnoisa. There's even raved that there's really no din to learn the Megillah by day. The din is to learn the Megillah by day the second time. You have to learn it by night, as a chetimsa that it's, by the day it should be the second time. It's all a chetimsa for the Velishnoisa, but yes. This is a Mazundarishmut. But a component of the Havmin, Rashi says the Bnei Yeshiva thought that Velishnoisa by Yoy means to learn Mishnais. What's not this Mishnais? That was the Takana, that's what they thought. A Mudna Gihara. Then Mr. Rashash already asked, the Turi Evan asks, there's a Mishnah in Megillah, Daf Chof. This is on Daf Dalet, that's on Daf Chof. Over, if you get to Daf Chof, on Daf Chof it says, Kol Hayoyim Kosher with Mikro Megillah, and it gives a long list of things, that Kol Hayoyim Kosher for all the different things that are kosher the whole day, from Alois HaShachar until the whole day. So it's the first that Mikro Megillah by day. How could these B'nai Yeshiva think that the Lishnois of Hayoyim just means to learn the Sechet of Megillah? So the Turi Evan says, it means, these B'nai Yeshiva thought that the mission of Mikra Megillah B'yayim is only for someone that didn't lane it by night. Someone who didn't do Mikra Megillah by night has to do Mikra Megillah by day. And it's kosher the whole yayim. But the end is they thought that Mikra Megillah is by night and Mishnayis is by day. What's the shot? We can talk in a sock and a bar. I want to just take out this their head. That the Ikkel Kabbalah from Torah by Purim was the Torah Shabbat Peh. So there was a Havmin Alkoh upon him. The B'nai Yeshiva thought. A Torah. Midach Yelen. If she should learn Yom HaDiyoyim of Baba Kamadah Samar Zayin, if she should learn Tata Masech and Megillah, what's all the learning? But it was a Havamina that the Takana, there was a Havamina that was Tzlom Mishnayis, because it was a Kabbalah of Torah Shabbat Peh. So about the Purim, on one hand was saying you bring out the Pnimius, on one hand was saying it has to do with davening, and another thing has to do with Torah, Kabbalah of Torah. The Ikar of Purim was this Kimu V'Kibbul. After they davened, that coordinates, and it was Mezgala, the true Panemius, and now they were Makabal the Torah Ba'avam. Torah Shabbat Peh were explaining. Chayiv Inish Levsumei the Puriya Adel Ayoda, Ben Ara Amal Abar Mordechai. I saw once a pshat. That people aren't sure what's the Ikkunes of Purim, in the Fila of Haman, or the Aliyah of Mordechai. But they don't realize that the Ikkur of Purim is Loyha Aloyha. The Ikkur of Purim is that because of this Nes, they came to the Madrega of Kimu V'Kibbul. The word Levsumei means Hano. Namashi, what it says was Basing with Yai. But the word Levsumei means Hano. Chayiv Inish Levsumei with the Hano of the Kabbalah HaTorah of Purim, Adol Ayoda Ben Orer Haman Lebarach Mordechai, until it becomes less relevant whether the Ikkar is the Nefila of Haman, the Aliyah of Mordechai. You have to come to the realization that the Ikkar is Taka, the Kabbalah HaTorah. Ha'ibinish looks similar with Anach Torah. And you can write to another stage. What's the Kedav Shat that the Ikr by Purim was talking to Torah Shebal Peh? Originally it was the Matan Torah, we said, they only said Matan Torah Shebal Torah Shebal Ksav. State, everyone's a beautiful heart. State, Chayiv Adam Mohammed says Atzmai. Adam Ki Yomis Ba'oil, a person has to be Memes Atzmi Ba'ol Shel Torah. The Musud of Memes Atzmi Ba'ol Shel Torah is on Torah Shebal Peh. When the Yidin came out of Mitzrayim, they were saved me Abdus Lecheiris. They weren't saved from Misa. Pari wasn't killing them. They were saved. The matzah was me Abdus Lecheiris. I mean, he was killing a lot of Yidin also. There was terrible suffering in Mitzrayim. But the Gzeira wasn't the Gzeira of Lahashmin Bahari Gulabi. The Gzeira of Mitzrayim, when they went out of Mitzrayim, was me Abdus Lecheiris. You know what me Abdus Lecheiris brings you to when you go to a mountain Torah? Torah Shebiksav. But after they got to be Makabal Me'ava, Torah Shebal Peh, which requires Memes Atmeh, Asoi Bait Nish, there had to be a couple of Makagigas. By Purim, when the Hatzolah was Mimitha, L'chaim, Kipshutai, by Purim it was Hatzolah, literally, of a Gzera from all Meis of Meshav Medina, is to kill out Klai Yisrael totally. Tat Menoshim B'yamechot, there was a Gzera Mimitha L'chaim, a Gzera Mimitha L'chaim brings it to Torah Shebal Peh, the Kabbalah of Odom Kiyamas Ba'oyam. Pesach, which leads to Shavuot, was Me'avdus L'cheiris, that's Torah Shebal Ksav. When it's Mimitha L'chaim by Purim, then you reach the level of Torah Shebal Peh. Eshenoch HaShvam in this union, that Purim is the union of Torah. The Gemara says in the Gila, in the Mishnah, the Flamet, it gives the list of all the different Kriyas HaTorah that you do over the year. What you're laying on the different Yom Tovim, what you're laying on Rosh Chodesh, on Purim, on Pesach, Shavuot. So it says that on Shavuot you're laying the Pesach Kerem, the Parshas Moedah, Shal Torah Skayin, and the Mishnah says in the Flamet, but Tzeres, you're laying Shiva Shavuot in Re'ei. Shiva Shavuot, Tisbara. Nowadays, we lay Seres Adibus on Shavuos. That's not what it says in the Mishnah. The Mishnah says we lay Shiva Shavuos. Epsher, you can say Epshat, the Gemara later brings the word minute to lay Seres Adibus. Epsher, it changed the Takana after Purim. The Emes, if you notice in the Torah, Shavuos is not put a spell back as the Yom of Matan Torah. It's Chag HaBikurim. In davening, we say it's not Matan Torah, say no taka. But in the Torah, it's not so much stressed as the Yom of Matan Torah. The Maharal already explains that the Inyan is because mitzvah the Torah, it was Kabbalah HaKigigis, and the original Kabbalah was taka with Kabbalah HaKigigis, with Kriya. What's Shavuos? What's the Kriya? The Torah of Shavuos? Shavuos, the Inyan of Oymer, the Inyan of the Moedim. After Purim, it says Gebitten, Kenzan. Suggestion. That then, when there was the Kabbalah of the Torah Me'ava, then it goes with a prayer back on Shavuos also. What is Shavuos? Shavuos also is the Yom of Matan Torah. After the Kabbalah of the Torah of Purim. So we have Purim is Tefillah, Purim is Torah. There's another Indian. The Rambam, and not just Megillah. Perek Beit, Halacha Yudches. Kol Sifrei Hanaviim v'chol haksuvim asidim libata limois ha-Mashiach. Chutz Megillas Esther. הרי קיימס כחמישה קום של תוירו וכהלכה של תוירו שבפה שאין הם בטלס לאוילם ימי הפורם לא יבטלו שנאמר וימי הפורם האלו לא יעבו מתייך היהודם וזכרם לא יוסף מזהר פורם is different than all the other unionim פורם is going to be forever. What thing is that פורם is forever? It says it also in the Shoshana Siaga שועסו היסו לנצח פורם מוזיין. You can't have without פורם. פורם is ליקובה more than what's the pshat? There's three times we have Gezeirah with the Rabbah. Right? That we don't do a mitzvah on Shabbos, because Chazal were worried one time a year to be Machal Shabbos, Shemi, Avimelo, Aramas. Lulav, Shofar, and Megillah. By Lulav and Shofar, when they were Eicher the mitzvah, they were Eicher in Gansan. Lulav, Yom Rishon is only day deraisa. When it comes on Shabbos, Gandit, no Lulav that year. No Lulav deraisa. Shofar, no Shofar that year. Nowadays we have Svekadiyah within a second day. But originally the Gezeirah with the Rabbah, they were Eicher the mitzvah. Purim, they also, the Gzeira the Rabbah, so you can't lay it on Shabbos, but they didn't take it away. You could go back to Yidalit. There's other man the Yom, we passed him in, but you lay on Yidalit, Taka. Purim, can't, even there the Rabbah, it can't go completely away. Mamun's helping Purim. Shtei Tretis. What's Taka in Yom of Purim? I once heard a Mashal. Stumble with the Medkika, but that's a Mashal. The different Moyadim could be bottled. Right now we're in Golis, and there's Choshech, and the different Moyadim are like a light that lights up. over the year, we have to light up sometimes a year and give us courage to go through the darkness. When the Shia's going to come, Laila Kayom Yor, it's going to be pure light, lighter than it is now. We don't need you don't need a flashlight once it's very light. All the different Yadam are like a flashlight lighting up, giving us koyach to go through Keseder over the year again and again. Purim is a different thing. It's the koyach to withstand and hold stark in the darkness. Not because you have the light. It's to taka hold stark even in the darkness. At that koyach that you get from the Izgalus Apnimius, Vashteta, that's where it comes from. But at that koyach is something that's negative even when Mashiach comes, even when it's pure light already. You still need that koyach we got from Purim. Purim is Gematria Sechvi. What's a Sechvi? Nice name, Sechvi Vina. The Sechvi starts calling the morning. When? When it's still dark. Lamanaseh alayelet hashachar. Purim when it's still dark. And we don't see that there's a Geula coming yet. But we have the koyach to realize and to hold stark that it's going to come. That's what we take out of Purim, and that remains Takaloyum. Another opinion of Purim, each one of these topics is a ganze topic, so one of Tehimus. Purim, as opposed to Pesach, we say Purim is an ace of Teva, an ace Nistar, and Pesach is an ace Nigla. It says that when Haman met Mordechai, they were learning Hilchas Kmitza. And he said, your little mincha is going to go against my aseret, halachim kikar. Why would they learn Hilchas Kmitza? So the simple pshat is because if you know that the 3 days, tzum olai shloishi yomim, that year was Yudalit, Tesvav, and Tesayim Nissen. It says in the pasuk, Vayavor Mordechai, that Mordechai was Maviram Pesach B'tainis, that even though it was the yontif of Pesach, he made a tainis. So the 3 days of fasting was Yudalit, Tesvav, and Tesayim Nissen. So they were learning in Yonim the Yomer. Tesayim Nissen is the day of Oimer. It's the day that Yamak of the Karban Ayimah, the Beit HaMikdash. The reason they were learning from those halakas is it was in Yonah the Ayimah. They were learning the sugyas of that day. It was Tez Zayin Nisan time. That's a rather simple pshat. It was Tak in Yonah the Ayimah. They fasted on Purim the year before. 11 months later was the big, was the Venahat Vaychu, and they Yidden killed out the Goyim instead. But the 3 days of fasting was on Pesach. Vayavah Mordechai B'tzoyim. There's of course a whole shayla what happened to the mitzvah of matzah. Mordechai Taka didn't eat matzah. What happened to the mitzvah's essay of matzah? He also has, there's also a question, it's yontif, you have to eat it, but what about the mitzvah's essay of matzah? The famous meister that Abraham Moshe had a whole shtickle Torah that he ate a kezayis of matzah. Because for Isra of fasting, it's only a kesevis. And for the tzoyim, it's enough to not eat a kesevis, and they take it ate everyone a kezayis of matzah, to be mekayim, plus the mitzvah of matzah. He had a whole pilpul with Esra, the chaloyser said, you're allowed to, even though chetzi shir is also aser. Oh, but for chetzi shir already, okay, kezayis matzah you can eat. And if you do, the chazanish, Chaim Moshe told us to the Chaznish, and the Chaznish said it's a shame that they ate the matzah and it works out because the Chetzi Shir, I'm skipping the details, it was a whole shtickle prayer, how it worked out that Esi the Chaloisa, you were allowed to eat Chotzik is ice. And the Chaznish said, also good, I'm a shtickle prayer. Oh, but there's a Gemara in Yevonis, that's Kuf Chof Aleph Nishtazai. The Gemara in Yevonis says that a person can't survive. The Gemara said there was a person that fell into a well and he survived. It was Gabi Shailas of Agunis, that's the end of Yevonis. And the Gemara said he survived even in the well. So if the Gemara, what's the pshat that you're saying it was in? And the Gemara says, it's not a two-stow from there, it's a mice and nisan, you can't stow to. So I think, why is it a mice and nisan, a guy survived 3 days in the well? Even Lema, because he didn't eat and didn't drink anything for 3 days? That's not true. A person can survive without eating and drinking for 3 days. State that Mordechai and he didn't fast for 3 days. Elamize up to Gemara, the nace over there was in the well because he didn't sleep. He had to hold on to be alive. And he didn't sleep for 3 days. And a person can't go without sleeping. I'm going to say in the Gemara brings a raya from Martha and Esther that a person can survive without eating anything. Can so the bus fire to go fire, but if you have a pupil that they ate a kezayis of matzah, so you can't bring a raya that a person can survive without any food for 3 days. Over there, they ate a kezayis of matzah. About to say they didn't eat anything. I said, because that's the chazanish. Akoponim, getting back to our topic, so they were fasting on Tezayin Nisan, so that's why they did. They were learning Hilchas Kmitza. But Kenzayin is another pshat. You know why they were learning Hilchas Kmitza? What's the remez which we're learning out of that they were learning? The Gemara says they were learning Hilchas Kmitza. Pesach is an ace niglet. And you know what we do the day after Pesach? The day after Pesach, we're not going to call the Neumann. The day after Pesach, we say, wow, this is a nice niglet. Oh, but you should know there's also a nice nister. Teva. Korban Oimer. Farmers. The world runs. We're makar the Oimer, and now we're going to eat from the Tfuach Hadosha. The day after Pesach, when we get the message of what a nice nigla is, Then we remind ourselves again, what's the next nistar, what's chadash, what's oimer, what's the, how the world runs, that the teva of everything is also elikim, gematria teva, that itself. Carbon oimer is meisah shekel of Purim, the next of teva. Kaseidah the next of teva. The diak that on Chanukah we say Ravda esriva, Danta esdina, and on Purim we say Harov esrivenu. We say Lashon Hayva. Chanukah we're talking about the night that happened. Ravda esriva, Danta esdina. But the message of Purim, which is La'olam, it's never going to be bottled, and it's a message of Kaseidah. Rav esrivenu, Kaseidah b'hayva. Kodesh Baruch Hu is with us now, today. Again for your Purim. Harov esrivenu, Adon esdinenu, it's happening still now. Kaseidah, the nation of Tevah, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu has the Bazundar HaShgach HaProtis, to Klal Yisrael, and we remind ourselves about that on Purim. Harov esrivenu, Hoshen Hoyden. So that's another Indian Purim. There's another topic. Yoim Kippurim. It says in the Zohar already, Duchzach, that Yoim Kippurim, Yom Kippur, is Yoim Kippurim. Me nitla b'ni, called the nitla b'gogol. Yom Kippur is being nitla on Purim. What's Yom Kippur about? It's Azoyi b'Purim. It's called Nishtua, but it's Azoyi b'Purim. Purim is ki'il hecha b'Yom Kippur. What's the Meshach Shaychi Purim with Yom Kippur? Why the Purim is the last of the whole Seder of the Moedim. And it's been the Ila, ki'il, of the entire cycle of the year. Pesach, we start again, Klai Yisrael gets created again, we come out of Mitzrayim. But Purim is mamish, they talk about that Chanukah also, but Purim is like at the end of everything, it's the ne'ilah of all the inyanim. It's also says Mambo, Purim and Yom Kippur under Menin. There's a few inyanim though, Taka, what Purim has at Yom Kippur. First of all, Yavai Hamelech Vahaman, that on Yom Kippur we have Sar Hashem and Sar Azazel. The Zel Umazel. Hashtetach Yovei HaMelech V'Homon. HaMelech means Kesedir in the Megillah. It means HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And you know the famous Maishas of Yankov Kamenetsky. It said that the Mishta Yayin. So you see that the Inik, you can do Avodas Hashem Taka with Mishta Yayin. So Yankov Kamenetsky said, no, if HaMelech means HaKadosh Baruch Hu, then the Mishta Yayin means Torah. If you want to say Mishta Yayin literally, that means wine, then the Melech means Achashverosh. You can't mix and match the Pshat. If Melech, you want to learn the Megillah Al-Pi, the Mahalat, that Melech is Achashverosh, then Mishta Yayin means the wine. If you want to learn more tea for that, Melech means the Kaddish Baruch Hu, but then Pashtetz, the Mishta Yayin also is Limit HaTorah. HaBacholishan is Yovai HaMelech V'Haman. HaMelech V'Haman. HaMelech is HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Haman is the bad side. That's Yom Kippur, the Sar Hashem, Sar of Yom Kippur is the time. We make that separation. We bring both. We bring both in. And then we separate it. He gets hanged. We get rid of it. Yovei HaMelech V'Haman is Ki'ilu Ma'gbil to Yom Kippur in that sense. Another opinion is that on Purim, there's two times that there's no Yetzirah. The Gemara says in Yuma that there's no Yetzirah on Yom Kippur. They state in the Gemara. The Gemara says over there, Ha Satan is Gematria, 364, right? Ha Satan is Gematria, 364. So all the days of the year, this Satan is Makatri. But on Yom Kippur, the Satan is not Makatri. The Achagav is a little schwer. It should say Satan, not Ha Satan. Satan is Gematria, 359. There should be a few days that the Satan is not Makatri. So this Torah that's going on the days between Yom Kippur and Sukkot. Those days also, was Ki'ilu a little bit of Yom Kippur. Are they staying going? Why don't you say Tachman on the days between Yom Kippur and Sukkot? Is it steering the going? In one place he says, because it's Ki'ilu mixes for Yom Kippur. Another place he says it has to do with the Nidus HaMishkana, but in one place he says, it's not the time because it's Mesha Shaykh with Yom Kippur. That could be the half of it. Satan is already 359, stands for those days. Baha'at and it's a Gemara, Yuma, the Chavtuk, there's no Yetzer Hara on Yom Kippur. It's also important that there's no Yetzer Hara on Shavuot, there's a Macharish in the Zoya. Purim, which has the union of the Kabbalah Sator, and the Tech of Yom Kippur, Kilu Zichr is on that much Rega that ain't yet to Har Shaylut by so on the Zapshat. If you do the Mahalach of the Goyin explains what's the Shaykh Purim with Yom Kippur. So the Goyin explains that there's 18 days of Yontif, really, we have over the year. We have 7 days of Pesach, 7 days of Shavuot. That's 14 days. Then we have Rosh Hashanah, Yom Kippur, Shavuot, and Shmini Atzeres. Right? There's 7 and 7, Pesach and Shavuot, Pesach and Sukkot, 7 and 7. And then 4 more, Rosh Hashanah, Yom Kippur, Shavuot, Atzeres. 18 days, Yud Ches Yom. But not on all these days do we say Hallow. 8 out of these 18 days we don't say Hallow. Rosh Hashanah, Yom Kippur, and 6 days of Pesach, we don't say Hallow. So instead of those 8 days of Hallow, we have 8 days of Chanukah Hallow. So we have 18 Hallow days also. 18 full the Hallow days. Chanukah is not a Yontif. Doesn't that have some Malacha? There's 18 days of Yontif, of Moyed, that has some Malacha. Pesach, Shavuot, Shmini Atzeres, Rosh Hashanah, Yom Kippur, Sukkot. 8 of them are missing Hallow. The 8 days of Chanukah takes care of the Hallow. But Chanukah doesn't have Simcha. Doesn't have Suda, doesn't have Simcha. There's a deacon Rambam. Yeah, the past is Chanukah, doesn't have Simcha. But so Teretz is but 6 days of Pesach and Rosh Hashanah has Simcha. But Yom Kippur doesn't. Yom Kippur doesn't have Nisht Hallow and Nisht Simcha. Where's Yom Kippur's Hallow? Where's Yom Kippur's Simcha? So the Hallow, we said, Chanukah take care of. But where's the Yom Simcha? Purim. And that's why Purim is Kulil Hashem. Purim is the Yom Simcha that's Mashlim, the day of Purim. Purim is Kulil Hashem. And Yom Kippur is Kulil Hashem. Purim is Kulil Hashem. That's the system that Purim is a Shutfis, together with Yom Kippur. Because there has to be 18 days of Yom Tov Simcha Bahalo. And there are. 8 out of the Yom Tov days are missing Hallow, Chanukah takes care of it. Yom Kippur is still missing Simcha, Purim without Hallow takes care of it. Why is there no Hallow on Purim? The Bezunder Shavuot, the famous Gemara. The Gemara asks, why is there no Hallow on Purim? One of the throats of Mitzvah of the Gemara says, Kriyotazu Aliva, that the Mikul Megillah is the Hallow of Nachman. Famous Meiri, that if a person doesn't have Megillah, Chach, you should say Hallow. But that's great to Chedushim, that the Taka Hallow. There's no Hallow on Purim. So that's why Purim has to do with Yom Kippur. There's one more Indian which, what the Shaykh's Purim with Yom Kippur, which brings us to the next topic of that Purim, is the Yom Kippur, a person has to be Maratis Chaveilet. You have to ask Mechilah to have the Mechilah by Yom Kippur. But on Purim, Purim is the Shpitz Achdus. Purim is the Shpitz Day of Achdus. Purim, we reach such a high level of Achdus because we're Magal of the Pinimis, and therefore we're considered just one big nation, Kafi HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Therefore there's a Shpitz Achdus, and the Purim's Achdus even supersedes Yom Kippur. Yom Kippur, you still need Achi Yeratis Chaveilet. Purim! And that's the Indian by Purim Taka. On one hand it says, the Yidnu Mafuzer Umafurit Ben Haman. Mafuzer Umafurit. So what was the ticket for that? Leich Knoi Es Kol HaYehudim. Bring them together. Sheshanet Yaakov B'Oisam Yachad Cheles Mordechai. Christ will come to Zaman. When Christ will come to Zaman, then it can be Achdus. And we spoke, I think, last week already. We said, why Dafka now that we learn Parshas Zachar? We asked even with a Shavkai, a Ha'ara, a Bar Mitzvah Bachar, in the middle of the summer. Why Shemana that he should go learn Parshas Zachar? What up, Shat? So we said it tight, because really Parshas Zachar needs a Melech. And nowadays there's no Melech. But why do we need a Melech? Because the Melech is Ma'achet Am. But close to the time of Purim, by Purim we talk about the Achdus. Now is the time we can talk about go against and make the Melchemes HaMolech. Only now. Now we can go make the Melchemes HaMolech. We can go make the Melchemes HaMolech now, because we have the Achdus. And I have a Sahara. The only time we have the whole year Purim, we have a Yontif of Purim, and we don't make Achdus. We make separate Yom Tov. If you're a Mukkah, if you're laying on Tetzvah, if you're a Purim, you're laying on Yudalit, a Kforim on Yudalit, you're based in Gimel. Purim, the Dugma of the Spitz Achdus in Klal Yisrael, and we go and split up Klal Yisrael, Chilik of the Mdelda here, where's Lo Shemano at Azach? You split up the Yom Tov. We can Zayin Azapshah. So it could be one message which is coming to tell you here is, people think that there's not going to be Achdus until everyone's exactly alike. Until exactly, you know, Kenneth Bayan, on the Spitz Day of Achdus, the message to Klal Yisrael is, do it on different days than you can have the Achdus. And a similar verse, a similar idea, don't forget, but a similar idea, not that that's the message, that's Taka 1. The Baal Purim has Achdus. That's why we're able to split up. And this is so Taka, the Mashiach Chochma. The Pasuk says at the end of the Megillah, Divrei Sholem Ve'emes, Lekayim Es Yemei HaPurim Ha'elu. Ve'emes, you're never allowed to split up Klai Yisrael. Lo Yisus Goydus, you're not allowed to have Klai Yisrael broken up into different groups. Lo Yisatu Agudus Agudus. How come by Purim there's no problem of Lo Yisatu Agudus Agudus? The Gemara talks about it on Yivamos. Sagt er, it's divrei shalom for emes. It's divrei shalom, it's prepared, it's not going to make machlokes. Then we're able to afford taka to have on different days. Because Purim is achdus. Now we'll move along in this union of Purim's lachdus. Went through 7-8 in Yonam, what the union of Purim is. However, if you do it, we'll go taka to Shalach Manas. If you do it, there's a famous machlokes, what's the yisoid of the mitzvah of Mishloach Manas? The Truma Sadeshan says in Tshuva that the Yisrael of Mishloach Manas is that a person should have the mitzvah of Sudas Purim, and in order to make sure everyone has the Sudas Purim, you have to give people food for Sudas Purim. But the Manas Talevi says no. The Manas Talevi talks about this, you know, Mefuzer and Mefur Bein Amin. And the Tikkun was Leich Knoitas Kol Yehuda, make it a biyachad. And the way to make the biyachad is Mishloach Manas is Lareyu Matanis Lavi. And also Mishloach Manas is Lareyu. The Yisrael of Mishloach Manas is to come through to Laharbois race. And Lachari, you could say, is Edlachan Afkaminis. What could be, if the Yisrael of the mitzvah is to have Sarche Suda, or the Yisrael of the mitzvah is to be Marba race. It could be Tashan Afkaminis Levina. I mean, I saw the policeman talk about the Hazadak of good food. Lachari, like the Manas Alevi, why should it have to be food? Why can't he give clothes or matanis? Lamaisa, we don't pass him like that. But Lachari, like the Manas Alevi, Epsi, even he should be able to give food and not food. Chodsh, what about giving raw food? There's a shy on the price, could you give a raw food? We bring a rai, it says in Parshas Tetzaveh. When the Tziv brings a rai, it says that Moshe Rabbeinu, by the Shivis Meimulum, it says, V'hoyol v'chol amoneh. He got a piece of the meat of the carbon, V'hoyol v'chol amoneh. And over there it's talking about a raw piece of meat. So you see that it can be called amoneh, even though it's a raw piece of meat. The Meshachach, V'chol look on that. Machlaik is if a raw piece of meat is considered amoneh. Of Yesh, London, should be telling maybe in this machlokes. To be Marba Reyes, you gave him also. He's going to go prepare himself, but if it's for the Suda, he has to be ready. Another Chumrah, big Chumrah. Machara, like the Chumrah Sadeshan, a person should be Machmir. Mamash a Chumrah. To make sure that at least one person, people give a lot of Shalach Manas, but at least one Shalach Manas that you give, that the person should eat it by his Suda. If the point of the Mishloach Manas was that Yenna should eat it by his Suda, make sure, at least on one of your Mishloach Manas, that the person, that the Makabo, Taki eats it. By the Suda, Taki should eat it. Mitzad Sheni. Hey, how about that? You could say that. Like the one, maybe Zichron Chizin requires, saying that the Chumash Adeshin, it would be Mokam Lavin. Mitzad Sheni, what about Faker? Let's say you go bring a person to Mishloach Manas, and he very nicely thanks you, he says he doesn't need it, Yashakayach, Ki'ilu Kibau. Ki'ilu Kibau. Like the Chumash Adeshin, Mekenet Esen, Ki'ilu Kibauti. Says there, Shayna, Mekenet Nisht Esen. You can't eat it. Like the Moritz HaLevi, Lachayra, he thanked you for it, you were my berate, and maybe you'll be behind if he's my chui. The Ramon Shulchan Aruch Paskins, in Tafesh Tadi Hei, that if the person is my chui, you yoyt him a shloich manas. Now they pass it to Ramon. He's b'chari passing like the manas a levi, that it's not ma'akad, that it should end up being on the Suda. If you say mechil, it's also enough. Another suffix that I had, let's say you give anonymous Mishloach Manas. You knock by the guy's door, you leave him a Mishloach Manas, you don't leave your name on it. Or you leave a name, Friedman. Harvey Friedman Ika Beshuk. You're Makayim. You're Makayim Mishloach Manas. For the Suda, essence of the Suda. Says Badat, trust the Hefshir is good. But like the Manas HaLevi, is that Marva Reyes? I had a Suffolk Hefshir, yeah. A person feels good. Someone, he doesn't know, but someone left him at that Matana. That one Hefshir is Marva Reyes. Labdat, he knows who it was. But under a year, it's a good one. It's been the Suffolk, like the Manas HaLevi. If an anonymous Mishloach Manas is Marva Reyes. Mitzias Avad gives a good agosha. There's a shein of words on a Tzi Pesach Frank, on this machlokes, on the Manas HaLevi, with the Trumas HaDeshen. He says, why don't you make a bracha on Mishloach Manas? Why don't you make a bracha? So first he says, there's a Trumas HaRashba. The Rashba says, you don't make a bracha on Tzedakah, on the mitzvah of Tzedakah, because maybe the person's not going to want to accept. You're going to say, Hashem, Kachon of Israel, it's Yvonne to give tzedakah, and then the army's not going to want to take it. So therefore you don't make a bracha on tzedakah. So he says, Bishlam, if you hold like the Trumas HaDeshen, that it's for the Suda, and therefore we heard if the guy's going to be Moichel, you're not going to be Yitzah, so you can't make a bracha, because maybe he's not going to want to accept it. But like the Manas HaLevi, that territory falls off. Like the Manas HaLevi, the way Shulchan Aruch passes the remark, that even if he's Moichel, he's still Yitzah. So it's hard to kush l'dusna. Why don't we make a bracha on the mitzvah of Mishloach Manas? So you could grab the answer. Let's say the guy, you bring him a Mishloach Manas, and he throws it back in your face angrily, he doesn't want it.
Chayyim shouldn't be yaitzer. You should only be yaitzer if the guy nicely says, oh, thank you so much, it warms up my heart, but bakasha, you can have it back. I'm anyway going to give it to the next guy. So, then you yaitzer. But you have to always be chayshish, l'chayra, like, even though the one is levity, he throws it back at you with anger, and you're not yaitzer. So why do we have a reason? You don't have to make a brach. You don't make a brach. I'm just like money. Because you have to be chayshish. Maybe he's going to throw it back at you. Action. Or Rav Petach Frank wanted to say, Lishitasa, he said, very nice. He said, there's another klal from the Rishonim. You don't make a brach on mitzvah that Abinadu Machaveri. There's a klal, ain't mevorach on a mitzvah that Abinadu Machaveri. It was a very gishmak. Like the Manas HaLevi, the Indian is to be Marbarais, so it's Abinadu Machaveri. If it's Abinadu Machaveri, you don't make a brach. Like the Tzumas HaDeshin, it's not Abinadu Machaveri. It's a mitzvah that Yenish should have for the Suda. Like the Tzumas HaDeshin, we already said, you have to be Choshesh, he's going to be Michael. And if you're Michael, you're not Yaitz, because there's no food on the table. So we have the Kulei Alva Hezber, why you don't make a brach on the Shlaif Manas. Either because, like the Manas HaLevi, it's Abinadu Machaveri. Like the Tzumas HaDeshin, it's not Abinadu Machaveri, but you have the Inyan of the Yiskid, that he's not going to want to give it to you. There's a shayla by Mishloach Manas, if you have to do a dafka with a shliach, the Mishnah Berurah brings down from the Binyan Tzion, if you should dafka do it with a shliach, Mishloach Manas dafka with a shliach, people are not going to do dafka one with a shliach, to be Mekayim that sheet, and there's one to do better without a shliach, Mitzvah Boyer, it's maybe shluchah, and the fact that it doesn't need shliachs. The Berulacha brings a shayla from the Turi Evin, is a person yaitz of Mishloach Manas and Matanach Lavianim in one shot, if he gives it to an Ani. If you give your Mishloach Manas to an Ani, can he be yaitz in one shot? It's all on the Turi Evin. It's a shayla really in a girsa, in the Gemara Daf Zayin. The Gemara says in Daf Zayin, Shada Leila Rav Oishia, Itma the Igla Tilsa the Garba the Chamra, Shalach Lei, so there's one gear to the Kiyamta Banu Rabbeinu Mishloach Manas Ishtu Reyu Umatanis Lav Yainim. You get two birds with one stone. That's one gear. But a lot of Achroinim, the Goyin already takes it out. They know you can't be here to both. Tevis Matanis Lav Yainim Nimcha. A lot of other Achroinim also, they take it out. That you shouldn't be Garis Matanis Lav Yainim Bebach also, because, okay, you can't do one in Shas. It was Mishloach Manas. They got to someone, they talk about it on this Gemara. Now what's interesting here is that Rabbeinu Chananel brings a different girsa, and it's not clear how to line it up. Rabbeinu Chananel brings a girsa that Rav Oishia sent to Rav Yehuda Nasiya, sent to Rav Oishia. He sent him a yerach shel egel, a leg of a piece of meat, the kankan yayin and a bottle of wine. Shalach lei, they sent him back. Kiyak tibon the matanis lev yoinim. This is matanis lev yoinim. Kloimar, nesinas lev yoinim nesatli. This is not such a ayayay shalach manas. He gave me a nesinas lev yoinim. Mona achas, v'hi ha-yerach. There's only one mona here. It's only the yerach. Chodar shalach lei, so again he sent him egel, a full cow, the gimel kankani yayin, and then it was good. So what's going on here in the story? Not clear what's going on. He sent him a yerach shal egel, a nice chunk of meat, with a bottle of wine. He said, that's not enough. Only it's a yerach, but where's the other money? So he sent him again a full cow with three bottles of wine. So there's a shayla how to learn this up. Rav Tzita Tachfrank wants to say, shteita apar chadushin. He wants to say, first of all, you're not yaitzah with mashke. The big shayla, the place, the most achorinim, I'm in a bomb, they say you're allowed to be yaitzah mishkolech manas with wine, with drinks also. He says, shteita nisra benach and anonat. He said, he sent him a meat and wine, and he said, there's only one thing, you're only meat. And so where's the mishkolech manas? The second time he sent him out, right there, a bigger piece of meat with more wine, but wine doesn't count. That's what Tzitzah Safan raised the Chedushin. That you're allowed to be Yitzim Shloich Manas Pazach Azeh. And you're allowed to be Yitzim Shloich Manas with the same thing twice. He gave him a nice chunk of meat, and he gave him even a bigger piece of meat. And that's the Shloich Manas. We have the two Manas, the Yerech and the Egel. Pazach Azeh. Why did he send more wine? Bigger piece of meat, more wine. Oh, but the Shloich Manas is the Yerech with the Egel. Oh, but the Chayim, you can learn other ways. You can say a plan that the Taina was Hakeres, wine is also good for Mishloach Manas. Just one bottle wasn't enough. So he said, listen, there's only a yerach here. One bottle is not enough. It wasn't going to crush it. Not because mashke is not enough, just it wasn't enough. So he sent him again meat and wine. Why? From Faker. It's a raya that you're not allowed to do with that. He had a doctor. Restart again the whole thing. Because the bottle, the tchila, there was only one money. The wine wasn't enough. He had to restart and give more meat and more wine. It's a whole different sukkah to the rock. If you can make other cheshbonis, you have to know what's going on in there. What was that shock of Atari? More wine, more meat. I'm not sure. The other way around. I'm not sure. That I'm not sure about. Yeah, I had this up. If a shayla was negay and yonah diyoyma a little bit, if a person's yoytza with the shloich manas gezula, it's yonah diyoyma from Baba Kama Daf Samach Zayin. If a person steals food and he gives it as mishloich manas, and it was at the yish, So the chayyer for him is yish, but yish is not kind. But when he gives it to the other guy, the shini rishut. So yish and shini rishut, then you should be able to be yaita. But it's tali in a machlokes rishayim. If a person steals something and he has something after yish, could he be mekadesh yish? The Rambam holds he could be mekadesh yish, because the Rambam holds the yish and shini rishut. It's a different word. The bow. It's the shini rishut is the oneness of shini. It is if it's his. So it became his, and he was mekadesh yish. The Rosh and other rishonim say no, it's not called the kedushin. Because Shini Rishus means, yeah, the guy got it. It was Heter Asliyadeh for him. But not that you gave it to him. Yeah, the guy Ki'ilu got it straight from the street, from the original owner. But it's not that you gave it. But I'm not sure Mishloach Manas Taka needed to come from you. When Marshall, there's a middle sheet, there's a sheet of the Ran. The Ran says, Megabi Kedushin with Gezel. The Ran says like this. The Ran talks about a Shabbos. This is also in Gei Shabbos Manas. The Ran declares that the person is Makadish and Isha with Isuri Hano. In an oifin that for him it's author b'hana, but for the lady it's not going to be. It's chalipe orla. For him it's author, but chalipe chalipin is mutter already. So he, for him it's author. He's giving something that for him it's author, but he's giving it to her. For her it's going to be mutter. Zok the ran nekudeshes. Asoivi when you makadish begezel. Zok the ran. The same way by gezel, he learns not like the ran. It's not yours, but so it's like she got because of you, and that's enough. Who are then for kedushin is good. The muscle by get, it's not like that. I saw the Torah. Get and says, if a person steals a get, how do you steal a get? It has to be lishma. You hired a slave to write a get, and then you didn't pay for it. You took it. You didn't pay for it. Lishma, he wrote it for you. And you magarish Yishu with such a get, the Shulchan Aruch says it's no good. What happened to Yishu and Shini Rishus? So the Torah says, no, by get, it has to mamish come from you. It has to mamish come from you, and therefore Yishu and Shini Rishus didn't work. What mamish loyach manis? I'm not sure. But we're claiming two shadows that Tali's ever there. Are you yaita mish loyach manis with Yisuri Hanah in an oifen? Let's say to give to a chayil in a sukkim. That to him is mother.